Yo, what up, everybody out there? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. Episode 21. This is episode 21 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners and subscribers out there, everybody that's watching the content on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I appreciate you guys, man. You know, you guys keep me going, man. So I'm definitely going to keep the, you know, keep the content coming. I'm going to keep bringing the fire, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, but yeah, let's jump right into the podcast, man. I wanted to talk about, you know, finding your happiness. And, you know, I know this means different things, you know, for everybody, because everybody is different. So it's not going to mean the same thing for somebody else that it means to you. So basically, my point of view of it is when you're happy, then you're comfortable in your own skin. You're happy with who you are as a person. You're comfortable in your own skin. And you realize that when you wake up in the morning, you're blessed. If you don't feel that way, then there's an issue. Clearly, there's an issue within yourself. You know, you have a complex, or maybe other people that you're around don't make you feel like you should be happy, or you're trying to, you know, cater to other people too much. And I think that's like one of the biggest problems that a lot of people have. You know, they try and cater to other people too much instead of worrying about their own happiness. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, then you get yourself messed up. So my thing is, you have to be comfortable with who you are as a person. You got to be comfortable in your own skin and realize that when you wake up in the morning, you're blessed. Because none of us are guaranteed another day, man. None of us are guaranteed another day or even another breath in life. And when you realize, you know, the significance of that, then you start to look at life through a different lens. I figured this out for myself a long time ago. I figured this out a long time, you know, a while back, that I was looking through life through the wrong lens. I was looking at it through the wrong scope. I didn't have the right information. My mind wasn't where it needed to be. And I talk about this a lot with a lot of other people. So I just need people to understand that when you look at things from the wrong point of view, then you won't be happy. You have to find the happiness within yourself. What motivates you? What drives you? What puts a fire under you and puts that passion in your heart and your soul and makes you want to go out and do the things that you do every day? Like, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be one of those people that just get up and do shit because I feel like I have to. I'm not one of those people. I do what I do on a daily basis because I love it. I love what I do. I love making content. I love coming up with new content. I love coming up with concepts and ideas on, you know, what I should do next, or how I should present something to somebody, how I should post something, the way I should write it, the effects I put on, you know, the posts and everything like that. I think about all that shit, man. I think about it constantly. I'm always trying to come up with new innovative ideas to make the content better. I always want to make the content as good as I can. I don't want to half-ass it. I don't want to put out something that I don't believe in myself. If I don't truly believe in it, then I'm not going to put it out. Everything that I put out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or anything, I put my all into it. And I really believe in everything that I post, man. It's how I feel at that moment. It's not the way I felt yesterday or last week, or, you know, how I'm going to feel 2 days from now or a week from now. You know, I don't know how I'm going to feel a week from now or 2 days from now, 3 days from now. I just don't know. So everything that I post is how I'm feeling at that exact moment. And I'm learning, like, I'm getting better at just being more comfortable with speaking my truth, man. I think a lot of people are getting caught up, and a lot of people are missing the point of being on Instagram and, you know, Facebook and stuff like that. Like, You know what I mean? If you're trying to build a personal brand, then you have to speak your truths. That's the only way that you're really going to get ahead. That's the only way that people are really going to understand and feel what you're trying to do. You have to speak your truths. If you're not speaking your truths, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing it backwards. You know, that's just my perspective and my opinion about that. If you're not doing it, you know, from the heart and the soul, and it's not coming from a good place, and you have bad intentions, then it's going to end up bad. It's not going to work out the way you want it to. And that's just real shit. That's real, you know. So at the end of the day, if you want to be happy, you got to figure out who you are as a person. You have to really sit down and think about it and talk to people that are close to you. Talk to people that are close to you, that you trust, you know, whether it's a friend or family member or whoever. Talk to somebody. Try and get answers from them and see what they think about the type of person that you are. But the thing that's hard about that is getting people to actually tell the truth about what they think about you. Because a close friend or a family member that really cares for you, they might try and deflect the truth of how they really feel about you because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They don't want to make it seem like they're trying to put you in a box. But if you can have somebody that's close to you, a friend or a family member or whoever, that's really close to you, that you grew up with and that you really trust, if you can have that person tell you exactly what they think about you, the actual truth, then things will get better for you. I promise you that. Things will get better for you, because then you take that and then you start to decipher different things. And at the end of the day, when you figure out who you really are as a person and you become more comfortable in your own skin because you talk to people and they let you know how they feel about you, the truth about how they feel about you, then that's going to level the playing field for you. It levels the playing field, because then you take that and you start to understand different things about yourself that maybe you didn't even know about yourself. You know what I mean? So try and figure out who you are as a person, man, and learn to be comfortable in your own skin and realize that every day is a blessing. I believe that's where true happiness comes into play. That's when you become truly happy. So that's my take on it. That's my opinion of how I feel a person finds happiness. Obviously, it's not going to be the same for everybody. Everybody's different. Everybody's DNA is different. Everybody thinks differently as a person. So it's not going to be the same. So that's my opinion on that, y'all. Short and to the point. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in and for listening. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, man. I hope you guys stay blessed and keep being great. Continue to be great every single day. All right? I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace and love.